Now's the perfect time to start planning your paint projects. Blaine's Farm and Fleet is your one-stop shop for all kinds of painting needs, from brushes, rollers, and paint trays to drop cloths, ladders, you name it. Shop great prices in-store or online at farmandfleet.com.
So we know how problematic a leaky faucet or a leaky roof can be. Well, what about leaky nitrogen? I'm Stephanie Hoff for the Midwest Farm Report. John Jones is a researcher and lecturer at UW-Madison's Department of Soil Science, and he describes nitrogen as leaky, and he explains how to prevent that from happening so that you're getting the most out of your inputs. First, he describes how nitrogen leaks off of farm fields.
So nitrogen within cropping systems essentially exists in a state where it doesn't easily bind to other constituents within the soil or crops. And so if it's not being taken up by living, growing crops or plant matter, it has a susceptibility to move with water. Also, where water moves, most likely you're going to find nitrogen moving as well.
It's kind of interesting. And also, I mean, it can leave the field in a few different ways, as a solid, liquid, or gas. Is that what I learned?
Yes. So predominantly in Wisconsin, we see nitrogen losses in a soluble form, as nitrate dissolved in soil water moving through the soil profile. Nitrogen can also be lost bound to soil particles within soil organic matter if we have high levels of erosion. Nitrogen can be lost as a gaseous form when soils get saturated to a condition where the microbial population within the soil and water transforms the nitrogen to a gas.
And it's going to be different every year depending on the weather and in every region of Wisconsin.
Yes, the weather plays a very large role in nitrogen movement and nitrogen management. Also, the interactivity of a given soil and nitrogen and weather affecting nitrogen movement.
Besides losing money, what are the other implications of nitrogen leaving the field?
Well, the largest impact is environmental quality impairment. So we're talking about either groundwater, surface water, and then air quality as well. Nitrogen loss to groundwater, surface water, and air can lead to environmental impacts that affect human and animal health.
Is it any field that uses nitrogen, or do some lose more than others based on commodity grown?
Crop or commodity changes a lot. If you can think about it, if we introduce more nitrogen into the system, whether as manure or fertilizer, we have more challenges to reduce loss. So if you're introducing more, you just have more challenges in front of you to reduce losses, which can certainly be done with best management practices.
How do you reduce loss?
So really thinking about the four R's of nutrient management: source, rate, timing, and place in terms of nitrogen. All of those affect nitrogen loss. Nitrogen rate certainly has a role to play, but also the source you apply, the timing that you apply, and the placement being on the top of the soil surface or below, all interact to lead to certain conditions of nitrogen loss. Enhanced efficiency fertilizers or enhanced efficiency nitrogen fertilizers are an area of research that's very promising and has been shown to lead to a significant amount of N loss reductions. That area does have an ability to improve our amount of N that stays within the field, but enhanced efficiency fertilizers, they have to be used at the right system, and research has been done to find out where they do fit.
You've been referencing research that started in the 90s, maybe earlier. How has Wisconsin changed in that time? Has the state gotten better in reducing nitrogen exiting the field?
Well, I can't speak to water quality trends, but I can speak to cropping system trends. And certainly we're applying more nitrogen to our cropping fields, but we're also removing more with harvested portions of the crop. So if you think about the balance of inputs minus outputs, our systems are really staying at pretty steadily of what they have for the last 30 years. But a cumulative loss over time does lead to amounts being lost to ground and surface water. So the challenges still exist that we faced 30 years ago. Ideally, we can use the technology and understanding that we've learned within the past few decades to improve. And there are a lot of farmers that are improving.
And finally, John, is there a place to get resources, advice, or consultation through UW?
Yes, there's a few places where resources are available. Certainly, the University of Wisconsin Extension Department and really can allow for a lot of resources that are available online. The Nutrient Pest Management Program through University of Wisconsin also is a great landing page for a lot of nutrient management resources.
All right. Anything else you wanted to add that farmers should know about nitrogen leaking before I let you go?
One of the best protections sections of your nitrogen investment in 2023 is making sure that your baseline phosphorus and potassium soil fertility is at where it needs to be. If that is deficient, your nitrogen use efficiency will be impaired. It's because a crop needs nitrogen, phosphorus, and potassium, and if there's a limiting nutrient, it will affect the use of all those other nutrients.
John Jones along with us, a researcher out of UW-Madison's Department of Soil Science. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Stephanie Hoff.
Are you ready for the Midwest Horse Fair? Blaine's Farm and Fleet sure is. Visit their booths at the Alliant Energy Center in Madison, Wisconsin this year, April 19th to the 21st. They'll have exclusive discounts, prize giveaways, and more. See farmandfleet.com for details.